lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. Accept thou, O yes, thus will I bless, O yes, thy loving kindness is better than thy loving kindness, thy loving, O yes, is better than life, thy loving. Oh, thy loving kindness is better than life. I'll lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. Oh, yes, thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Oh yes, we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh yes, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Christ is the way, Christ is the way, Christ is the way, the Lord, that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah, we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad, and be glad, and be glad, and be glad. Oh yeah, Christ is the way that the Lord hath. Oh yes, we will rejoice and be glad. Oh yes, Christ is the way, Christ is the way that the Lord hath. I will enter. Gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for he has made me. I will enter his gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved, I shall not be, I shall not be moved, I shall not be, I shall, oh yes, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Amen. Let's sing one more chorus. We'll ask our world to come pray for us. Let's sing that song.
God said, the chorus, we'll just sing the one thing in the chorus. God sent his son. We call him Jesus. He came to love. He came to love. Heal and forgive. He bled and died. He bled and died to buy my body. My Savior lives because he lives. I can face tomorrow because he, because Jesus lives. No fear is gone because I know. Yes, I know
he holds my future.
Because you love Jesus,
our fear is gone.
Oh, my fear is gone.
Because I know he holds my future,
and life is worth living just because he lives.
Our Heavenly Father, how thankful for that we are, for
Amen.
That song, Lord. Father,
Hallelujah.
For it clarifies exactly, Lord, where we stand tonight, Father.
Amen.
That because you live, we can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Lord, no matter what the world may throw this way or that way, a recession, hardships, or whatever it may throw, Father, we have this confidence in you that you live and we can face tomorrow, and that we are safely in your hands tonight, Father. Even as we gather tonight, may you come, O Lord Jesus, and be in the midst of thy children. Come and speak unto each and every one of us, Lord, in the singing of the songs. May you renew our strength, Lord. May you renew our vision. May you, Lord, help us, Father, that we may break through beyond the troubles of this world and come into that realm, Lord, where your word would be preached right into our souls. And it will mold us into what you want us to be. We are thankful to you, O God. Bless us now, Father. Even as the word would come, we commit the minister into your hands. Use him mightily tonight, Father, to preach thy word unto thy people. Remembering the brethren that have traveled, may you be with them. Our brother Jesse, unable to come tonight, we pray for him, Lord, that you be with him. Has been a constant supporter of this service. Yet, Father, the things, Lord, that he's studying, Lord, Father, we pray that you prosper him in all that, O God. Bless our brother Shepherd, who's been sick, Lord. We commit him into your hands, that you touch him and heal him and restore him, O God, as we commit this service back to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Let's sing that song, The Comforter Has Come, The Comforter Has Come. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever you're the God, let every Christian come proclaim the joyful sound, the car. The comforter has come. The comforter has come. The comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. The comforter. The comforter has come. The long, long night is past. The morning breaks at last. The hushed, a dreadful wail and fury on the blast. as o'er the golden hills, and day advances faster. Come, Comforter's come. The Comforter's come. The Comforter's come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Comforter's come. No greater King of kings with healing in his wings to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells the soul of triumph brings. The Comforter's come. The Comforter's come. The Comforter's come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Comforter's come. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine. The Comforter's come. The Comforter's come. The Comforter's come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Who spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Comforter's come.
Amen.
I believe a good report. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the river and been. Oh, glory be to God. On the altar sanctified, to the world of sin I've died. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil where his glories never fade. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living presence of the King. I am King of peace to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God. By the Spirit's power and life, I am living day and night in that holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 I have passed the river way where his glories never fade. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of my King. I have passed the outer court. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which did once God's light conceal. Oh, glory be to God. Dead to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the river and veil where his glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of my King. I'm within Alleluia to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now the Lord is my abode. Alleluia to the Lamb. Alleluia. Alleluia. I am past the river veil, where His glory is never veiled. Alleluia. Alleluia. I am living in the presence of the King. Alleluia. Alleluia.
My despairing cry. shall pass away, and
and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall. Women who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains.
God's love so sure,
God's love so sure, just telling you, oh measureless, yes, strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, as saints and the quail and every man prescribed by dread
to write the love,
to write the love of God above, could train the ocean dry, nor could the
the Lord that his loving kindness has seen us through the day, and this evening grace has been sufficient for us to to be right in his presence. We thank him for the generous mercies he's given to us from far and near. And tonight, we look to his word that says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's always there in the midst of the people. So tonight he's here because we are more than three people here. Praise the Lord. So we hand over everything to him tonight, the Holy Spirit, the purpose for which he has called us to be here. We believe that we will not go back the same. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads? Let's have a word of prayer before we read the word. Heavenly Father, we thank you. This is another day you made for us. Right from the morning, we went out to do on our businesses, our children to school. Father, many activities you have led us through, O God. And Father, how we thankful, O God, this evening, or even from our working places. We know that, Lord, there is a place we need to go, as today is Wednesday. You will surely meet your people, O God. So, Father, oh, we have come, Lord. And we come, Lord Jesus, with all assurance that, O God, tonight, oh, Lord, you are going to bless us with your word, O God. So, Lord, we surrender all to you now, our thoughts, our minds, and everything. We bring them, O God, before you, that, Lord, you will make us, Lord, worthy, O God, oh, to even to be in your presence this evening. We thank you once again, Lord, for what you have done for us today. All your sustaining power, Lord, how you fed us. Everything that, Lord, you have done, O God, we appreciate and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to commit our brethren who are not here into your hands. Lord, we know some at work. There are many reasons, O God, they are not here. Father, reach them, O God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. And whatever, Lord, we shall receive, O God, Father, you know how you made them to receive their portion, O God. So, Father, once again, we say thank you. We bless you, committing the reading of the word now into your hands. The utter you are. Bless your word and minister them, Lord, into our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you as we are still standing. Let's turn to the reading of the word. We shall read from Luke 18. Oh, sorry. Luke 18. We shall read from the first verse to the eighth. Luke 18. Let's hear the word of God. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Heavenly Father, this is your word we've read, O God. Lord, now we sit at your feet, O God. We want to hear from you. We want, Lord Jesus, the inspiration behind it, because every word you said, it has already been inspired by you. Grant us that inspiration tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. And forgive me for keeping up more than about 5 minutes in there. You know, this old laptop. The things I did, it never saved. Oh, praise the Lord. And I was struggling to see if I could get it from my pen drive also. And the whole thing was just mixing up here and there. Praise the Lord. But the Lord, tonight, I believe he is going to take us through. Amen. Now, this text that we just read, the prophet, when he was preaching this message, perseverance, that was the text he used, preaching perseverance in Phoenix, 1963. He read this scripture. Amen. And you know, perseverance, the prophet said something about it. He said, perseverance is when someone is being persistent. Amen. The prophet said, persistent is to be perseverant. Persistent in making a goal. Amen. And any person on earth or that's ever been on earth that ever achieved anything that amounts to what? Perseverance. You have to persevere before you can do something very important. Amen. Because there might be what? Failures here and there. But because you want to achieve something, you got to persevere before you can arrive at whatever you are doing. Amen. And this parable we just read, Jesus gave this parable. It shows this widow being persistent. She needed something. Praise God. And she persisted. Her perseverance was able to bring the results for her. Amen. This wicked judge, according to what he said himself, he had always been what? Asking this widow to go and come tomorrow. Or go and come next week. Go and come 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, the woman is there. For many times. Then he said, no, I had to avenge this widow of her request. If not, she will just weary me. Praise the Lord. And so, Jesus was trying to teach us something here, that perseverance pays. Amen. And then, if this wicked judge was able to avenge this widow, then what about he? Oh, the faithful God, the loving God, his own elect, his own children, he would try to what? Not to hear whatever they will bring before him. This is what he wanted us to see, that even the wicked judge avenged for this widow. So what about me, God? Would I not do the same for my elect? He said, I will do it. Praise the Lord. He said, I will do it. Amen. Then, tonight, what I want us to look is verse 8. Amen. Verse 8. Put the verse 8 on the board for me. Praise the Lord. He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I will do it. Amen. As long as you persevere, perseverance goes with what? Faith. As long as you persevere, I will speedily answer your request. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, yes, that is what we are going to see tonight. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on earth? Praise the Lord. See, in the parable, Jesus wanted us to compare this wicked judge to him. The Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Lest he continue coming, she weary me. And the Lord himself said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily. This is an assurance from the Lord. But what I'm trying to draw your attention to tonight is the later part of verse 8. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Amen. Now, my brother, Jesus is talking about his coming. When the Son of Man cometh. And we know that Jesus is coming another time. And my brother, this coming, he's coming. He's not coming to pat your back like this. Oh, my son, you did well. You persevered. You did really well. He's not coming to pat my back or your back. Praise the Lord. But we all know that his coming this time is just what? A twinkle of an eye. Praise the Lord. His coming is what? A twinkle of an eye. And so, what kind of faith he's talking about here? That when he comes, shall he find faith on earth? Because he's coming. This coming that he's coming is just a twinkle of an eye. Amen. So what kind of faith is he coming for on earth? Praise the Lord. What kind of faith, my brother? When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? He's not coming to walk on earth like he came the first time. It's just a twinkle of an eye. So what kind of faith is he talking about, my brother, my sister? Amen. God, Richie, bless you. He's coming for the people who have been ready with a rapturing faith. Praise the Lord. He's coming for people who are ready. A rapturing faith. Praise the Lord. Mm. Brethren, we are in a rapturing time. That's what the prophet said. We are in a rapturing time. Rapturing grace had already been given to us. That's the message that we are holding today. That's our rapturing message. Amen. Our rapturing grace. But meanwhile, we are in a rapturing time. Because it's the rapturing grace that is going to what? Prepare you into that time that we are living in. Amen. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, there will be a rapturing time when the Holy Spirit begins to gather it up. Amen. It will be in the minority, of course, but there will be a great gathering, the rapturing time. Amen. Now he said, now I can't expect people who have been taught different. And listen to me. I can't expect people who have been taught different to listen to me. My dear precious Pentecostals brethren, I wouldn't teach this outside. I wouldn't do anything that will cause controversy. But if we don't get the truth, when we are going to get started, we've got to have something to take place here to straighten us out. We got to get rapturing grace here now. Truth has to come forth. Amen. Now, this was a question and answers. And a question was asked, praise the Lord. And then the prophet was telling the people, I know, I don't expect all of you who have been already taught differently to hear what I'm saying. But I want to tell you that now, if truth has not yet been found, then how are we going to get started? We've got to have something to take place here to straighten us out. We've got to get a rapturing grace here now. And he was talking about what? The word of God. Amen. The message. Truth that has to come forth. Praise the Lord. Then when you say, well, I am exactly on his word, then he vindicates that to be the truth. God's provided way that he might bring the believers to a rapturing faith is the power of God that will change this mortal body into immortality. Praise the Lord. My brother, are you following me? The prophet, you see, we have a rapturing time. He said we are in a rapturing time. And what we need, already it has been given to us, a rapturing grace. That's the message. That is what is going to gather us together for the rapture. Amen. And that is the power of that, the provided way. The rapturing grace is the provided way. The message is the provided way that has been what? Given to us to put us in a rapturing time. Praise the Lord. For a rapturing faith. Amen. Because it's rapturing faith that is going to change this, our body. And so the message that has been given to us, the grace that has been given to us, my brother, my sister, that is where we can get our faith to change this mortal body into immortality. Rapturing faith that can what? sweep us from here into what? Into the heavens. Praise God. So the prophet was talking about we being in a rapturing time and we have received a rapturing grace. We have received a rapturing grace, that's the message. And we have now become a rapturing faith. Something that is going to change us. Praise the Lord. To go and meet him. Praise the Lord. My, this thing is really giving me a problem here. Are you getting the whole thing? Amen. So, what the scripture we just read, that when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on earth here? The faith he's talking about is rapturing faith. The faith that can what? Change this mortal body and take us into rapture. That's the faith he's talking about. Amen. Rapturing faith he's talking about. So my brother, one time, my distance has completely gone, but let's go on. We are going to give, I'm going to give you some kind of faith that proved to be that truly we are in that position. We are in that place. Amen. Rapturing faith is what? Is to hold on to the word of God. Never, ever ceasing. We must hold the word of God with all our might. We must keep the word. He said, every word must be what? Must be kept. That will put you into that rapturing faith. Amen. When you desire always to stay with the word. Praise God. The prophet said one time he was speaking about the disciples. They were at sea. They were alone at sea. And so because they were alone at sea, they left Jesus Christ. That's what the prophet said he was saying. They left Jesus and they were on the sea. And then the devil saw that, these people today, they have no Christ with them. And so he breathed upon the waves. And there was what a big storm. Praise God. Then he said, someone told him, but Brother Branham, it is Jesus that asked them to go. They didn't go on their own. It's Jesus that told them to go. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet told that person that the disciples were wrong. Amen. So the disciples were wrong to go. The disciples were wrong to have gone. They should have stayed by the word and tell Jesus, Jesus, wherever you are going, we will go with you. Amen. We are coming to what it means by what? Receiving a rapturing faith. That faith, Jesus says, when he comes, whether he's going to see on earth here, that kind of faith is what? To stay with Christ all the time. So the prophet told the person that the disciples were wrong to have gone. When Jesus asked them to go to the other side and he will meet them there, they should have told Jesus, Jesus, we are going to go with you. They shouldn't have what? Gone on their own. Amen. That's what the prophet said. And then the prophet gave an example. He gave an example why he is saying so. And he gave an example of Elisha and Elijah. Amen. He said, look at Elijah and Elisha. What did Elijah tell Elisha when they were at Gilgal? Amen. He said, stay here, tarry here. The Lord has sent me. See, the Lord has sent me to go to Bethel, to stay here. What did Elisha say? He said, as long as the Lord liveth, and as long as your soul liveth, I am not going to stay here. I am going with you. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of faith the prophet is referring us to. That we hold on to God. That's the kind of faith Jesus is coming to see. When he comes, whether you find it on earth here, a rapturing faith. I will go with you. Amen. Till when they went to Bethel, he still asked Elisha, stay me here. The Lord has sent me to go to Jericho. He said, as long as the Lord liveth, and as long as your soul liveth, I'm going with you. And we know how the whole story went. Praise the Lord. Elisha never ever left Elijah. He followed him. Amen. Then he gave another example again. And that example was Ruth. Amen. And we all know that story about Ruth also. Praise the Lord. When Naomi entreated her to go back, she and her sister Orpah. And of course, Orpah went back. But Ruth said, entreat me not to follow you. But one thing is that, whither thou goest, I will go with you. Amen. And wherever thou will lodge, I will lodge with you. Amen. And wherever you die, there's the place I will die also, and I will be buried. And your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Amen. That's the kind of word, rapturing faith. The prophet is drawing our attention when Christ comes. Oh, will I see faith? Please give me the text again. Jesus said, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? This is the kind of rapturing faith he's talking about. That when he comes, is he going to find what? Faith on earth here, my brother, my sister. Praise the Lord. The faith that will take us, will change this body. The faith that will sweep us up to meet the Lord. That's what he's talking about. And my brother, we got to follow what the Lord, what the prophet is saying here, the kind of faith that is needed to stay always with the word. Stay with the word, my brother. Never ever let it go out of your hands. So let us read something here. Let me see whether my this thing has come up. Today, this man, this thing has really filled me. So we are talking about rapturing faith. We know that there are the faith that we have. As the prophet said, faith has no hindrance. And another faith that he was talking about, perseverance, was that woman that came from the coast of Sidon and Tyre, who had a child that was sick. But he heard Jesus was coming to that coast. And so, she made up her mind to go and meet Jesus. And she believed that no matter how, she was not coming back home with a sick child. Praise the Lord. And we all know how, when he had met Jesus, the hindrances that came first from the disciples, when they asked Jesus to send the woman away, because the woman was what? Disturbing them. That was the first thing. Then the hindrance, the most of it all, came from the very man, Jesus Christ, he had gone to meet. And then what Jesus told her, that I came not because of you people. I came for the house, the lost house of Israel. That's what I came for. I didn't come for you. Praise God. And look at how he addressed the woman and said, you dogs, I never came for you. And the woman accepted it. That truly, yes, I am a dog. Amen. The prophet said, faith will always accept the word of God, no matter how it is to be the truth. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on earth? This is the kind of faith he's looking for. When he comes, people that will hold on to the word, that will never let it go. Rapturing faith. People that will hold on to the word and never allow it to go. This woman from Sidon held on to Jesus Christ, though there were many things that were coming that should have really sent her away or even retort to the word. But he stood. She stood, accepting every situation that was coming. That's the kind of rapturing faith Jesus is talking about. When I come, shall I see faith on earth? He's talking about a rapturing faith. People that will hold on to the word and will never allow it to go. Amen. And another thing about the woman at the well also. We see Jesus Christ in his time. Even the leaders of the church in that day, all of them weren't able to recognize the Lord Jesus. But this woman, when he had met Jesus Christ, we all know, because it's something that we have already heard. But the thing is, we are talking about the kind of faith a person will have in God. Let's watch it closely, because it was a faith that was so great. Even the leaders of the church rejected him. But this woman, when he had met Jesus Christ, because Jesus was able to tell her all about her life, she said, I perceive you are a prophet. Amen. I perceive you are a prophet. Something that the leaders of that day could not recognize, she was able to recognize. That's the kind of faith Jesus says, when he comes, is he going to see that kind of faith on earth here. Amen. Praise God. My brother, we can talk about faith tonight, all what the scripture has given to us. Great, great faith of men that happened to be so holding on to the word of God and never allowing it to go. That's the kind of faith Jesus said when he comes. Is he going to see? Let me see whether my distance can come, because the whole thing has just blocked off. Amen. Let me see so that I conclude tonight's service. Praise the Lord. My. Oh, I got to throw this thing away. When Jesus comes, the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on earth? Brethren, I believe, let's see, the whole thing is coming up. The actual message, oh my. Please cut off this, you know. Cut off the. Let me just read one or two quotes from the prophet, and we can just pray. And because today has been a really, I was struggling with it inside there. Okay, let me read something here from the prophet. He said, "Aren't we happy? We haven't got a thing to worry about, not a thing. We've anchored in Christ, sitting in heavenly places, caught up in a rapturing grace right now, sitting in his presence in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." I'm reading from another quote. My own thing couldn't work. I'm just reading from another quote. Let me read it again from Perseverance. He said, "Aren't we happy? We haven't got a thing to worry about, not a thing. We've anchored in Christ, sitting in heavenly places, caught up in rapturing grace right now." Right now, we have been caught up in what? Rapturing grace. Sitting in his presence in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, death itself cannot touch us because we are anchored away. Nothing can bother us. Just simply secured and waiting for his coming. Amen. And we are grateful for this. He said, at the end of the Pentecostal age, we are supposed to receive, according to the word of God. And God helped me tonight to show you through here that we shall receive a messenger that will take all those loose ends out there and reveal the whole secret of God for the rapturing of the church. Amen. So now our perseverance is holding on to the rapturing grace. That's what our perseverance is holding on to now. The message of the hour. You see, not turning to the left or turning to the right. Just like the commission that was given to Joshua. Not allow it any moment, the word, to go out of our sight. Because that is what? God's provided way. That he might bring the believers in a rapturing faith. A power of God that will change this mortal body and stand us into what? Immortality. Amen. Said, Satan is aware. Satan is aware of that one group. That's this very group. Satan is aware of one group. The people that are yet to destroy. He's attacking the message. Even right now, he's attacking the message in all the churches. Amen. The only answer to persevere is to stay with the word. Amen. And let me read another one here. It said, and when Satan seen that little church without Christ, then what he says is that this is my opportunity. This is the time when I will teach them how to blaspheme. Amen. Anytime when Satan sees that a church has what? Turned away a little from the word. Then he sees what? He said it's an opportunity for him to do what? To let the people blaspheme. And so we could see that that's what even is happening now in the message. Anytime you turn a little away from the word, Satan comes in and makes you to blaspheme. Makes you to do things that are contrary to the word of God. Amen. He said, the same thing these disciples told Jesus. One time a disciple told Jesus, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid farewell, which are at home. Then Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. See, that's the reason why we must what? Hold on to the word. Said, no man that having put his hand upon the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Said, you see, God meant something serious here. Amen. To turn away from it to the right or to the left, as he commanded Joshua, that he meditates upon the word of God day and night. That's the kind of faith. Jesus says, when he comes, shall he see or shall he find that faith on earth? Amen. Never let us turn away from the word, as Lot was instructed to look forward, to look straight, but he turned to look back. Now he said, the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us, to them that heard him? Therefore, we ought to give a more earnest heed, amen, to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let it slip. Amen. I think we shall just put it here. And tonight, I know that this is a real real battle. Praise God. And so, brethren, let us just, some few minutes that is remaining, let us just pray, just for 5 minutes. Because this is something, the whole computer, everything just flop up. We were struggling with it with Brad Vegas. That's why I was not coming. Struggling with it, and it looks as if it opened, but immediately I came to the pulpit, the whole thing just flop again. So this is sometimes what the devil always do to frustrate, but we are not going to allow. Amen. How many believe that? This is something that is very unusual. For it to happen this way is very, very unusual. Because my pen drive will not pick. The whole thing, Vegas tried over there, but still it was not working. Amen. So we see sometimes we are not left alone. Satan is really battling. He doesn't want us to what, hear, but he has no place here. Praise the Lord. How many believe that? He has no place here. And so tonight, what has actually happened? Let us all, brethren, with real seriousness, pray and tell the devil, look, your ways cannot work. Amen. The way how he frozen all the laptop and everything just went off. The message that I was going to bring, the whole thing went off. Praise the Lord. So let us stand as musicians come. Let's sing one song and just commit this very situation into the hands of the Lord. That it happen no more here in this house. Amen. My wife will bear me witness. I stayed almost right the whole day today preparing this message. I never went out today. I was in my closet today. I never went out, only to drop Angel, and she's not feeling well, that's why she couldn't come to church today. And stayed put the whole day, and then come to church, and then he just frozen everything. The devil is a liar. Amen.
Out and touch the Lord as he goes by. He will find he's not too busy to it. Don't try. He's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Reach out,
reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Goes by,
you will find He's not too busy. Passing by this moment, your needs to supply.
Oh yes,
reach out and touch the Lord as He goes.
Reach out, reach out,
reach out.
Oh.
this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Oh Lord Jesus, tonight, this experience, I don't think it has ever happened. Lord, as I stand before you, O God, Lord, if there is anything the Lord is not right in me, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, just reveal, Lord, to me. Lord Jesus, what has happened tonight? We pray that, Lord, it never happened again in the name of Jesus Christ. How, Lord, everything, Lord Jesus, the message that you gave to me today, Lord, the whole thing, Lord Jesus, had become such a flop, of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come against, Lord, every work of the enemy, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. You have had your own way today. But in Jesus' name, you are pushed, and we will continue to push you. We will continue on in the name of Jesus and place you where you belong. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Lord, we commit this situation, Lord, into your hands, knowing that, O God, with you all things are possible, Lord. Father, we come against all what, Lord Jesus, has done, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, that, O God, His hands, O Lord, because we know that, O Lord, everything works for a purpose, O God. So, Lord, tonight, the purpose of it, why it has to be so, Lord, reveal unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, we pray your grace, Lord, Father. Oh, for the saints.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
We pray your grace, Lord. Father, for them, Lord, in
Father, we pray that, O God, tonight, what has happened, O God? I commit, Lord Jesus, this laptop, O God, into your hands. That's the laptop I've been using all these years, O God. And tonight, Lord, what has happened, O God? Father, I commit it into your hands. Let your holy hands, O Lord Jesus, be upon this laptop again. Father, restore it, Lord Jesus. Restore it, Lord. We pray that, O God, your hands, O Lord Jesus, will set everything right, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, there are requests, O God, in the house, and we commit all those requests, Lord, before you. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, reach your people, O God. Oh, even there is our brother shepherd, O God, complaining about his neck, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Father, we send that enemy far away, O God, into the bottomless pit. And even, Lord Jesus, our precious brother, our precious brother Wilmore, O Lord, also complaining, O God, about his shoulder, Lord Jesus. Father, touch him now in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give all the glory to you. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know all things work together for good. You know, O Lord. So, Father, we say thank you. We bless you. But, Father, in Jesus' name, once again, I commit this laptop, Lord, into your hands. Oh, God, I pray that once again, Lord, restore it, Lord, as it was before. It has been something that, Lord, I've been using, oh, God, in your house, oh, God, in my closets all the time. It has been a good friend, oh, Lord. Father, I pray that, Lord, you restore it once again. There are many things, Lord Jesus, that could be lost, oh Lord. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that, oh God, the things that, Lord, you have led, oh God, for me to put in this laptop, Lord, in Jesus' name, oh God, that, Lord, it will not get lost, Lord. I thank you. I bless you, Lord, tonight. Father, prayers that have been offered to the needy, Lord, we know that, oh God, you have reached them, Lord. You have touched them, Lord. We thank you. We bless you as, Lord, you brought us in. Grant us the same journey mercies back home, oh God. And Father, in our crosses, Lord, let's continue, oh God, oh, to seek your face in all things, Lord. Because, Lord, from the scripture we just read, oh God, this evening, we know that the enemy tried to take it away, but, Lord, it will not work. Lord, we still look unto it. We are looking at your word, oh God, that when you come, would you find faith on earth here? We thank you that, Lord, truly, when you come, oh God, there is a group, oh God, there is a people, Lord, that you have already, oh God, made ready. And that, Lord, they're holding on to your word by faith, and it will never fail, Lord. Father, your people are ready, oh God. Truly, Lord, the faith you are seeking, oh God, we thank you. You have given us that grace, rapturing grace, the message of the hour, oh, which has prepared us, which has gathered us together for us to receive that rapturing faith, oh Lord, ready for your coming, oh God, because we know at any time, Lord, you will be here. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you that your bride had made itself ready. Oh, we thank you. We bless you tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Yeah, this is a song.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life.
My lips shall praise thee, Father.
the Mass will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better